will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest upon his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government, of peace on the throne of David, and over his kingdom to establish it, uphold it with justice and righteousness. From then on and forevermore, the zeal of hosts will accomplish this. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be frightened, Mary," the angel told her. "God has chosen to bless you. You will become pregnant and have a son, and you're to name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High." But Mary asked the angel, "How can I have a baby? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby born to you will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God." While Mary was still a virgin, she became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her fiancé, being a just man, decided to break the engagement quietly so as not to disgrace her publicly. As he considered this, he fell asleep, and an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "don't be afraid to go ahead with your marriage to Mary, for the child in her has been conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this happened to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Behold, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son. He will be called Emmanuel," meaning God with us. This prophecy from Isaiah 7:14 was given 700 years before Jesus was born. When Joseph woke up, did what the angel of the Lord commanded him. He brought Mary home to be his wife, but she remained a virgin until her son was born. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. All returned to their towns to register the census, and because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled from the village of Nazareth in Galilee and took with him Mary, his wife, who was great with child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. That night there were shepherds in the fields outside the village guarding their sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the glory surrounded them. They were terribly frightened, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news of great joy for everyone. A Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem, the city of David. And this is how you will recognize him. You will find a baby lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes." And suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host from heaven, the armies of heaven, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." The angels left, and the shepherds said to each other, Come, let us go to Bethlehem and see this wonderful thing that has happened, that the Lord has told us about." So they ran to the village and they found Mary and Joseph. And There was the baby lying in a manger. Shepherds told everyone what had happened. The angel had said to them about this child, and all who heard their story were astonished. But Mary kept these things in her heart. Shepherds went back to their fields, glorifying and praising God. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. And at the same time came wise men from the east to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We've seen his star that arose and have come to worship him." Herod was deeply disturbed by their question, as was all of Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law. "Where do the prophets say the Messiah will be born?" he asked. "In Bethlehem," they said, "for this is what the prophet wrote: O Bethlehem of Judea, you're not just a lowly village of Judah, for a ruler will come to you who will be the shepherd for my people Israel." This prophecy found in Micah 5 and verse 2 and 2 Samuel 5 and verse 2. Both were written 700 years before Jesus was born. So Herod sent a message to the wise men asking them to come see him. At this meeting, he learned the exact time when they were first saw the star. And then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem, search diligently for the child. And when you find him, come and tell me that I may go and worship him too." After this meeting, the wise men went on their way. Once again, the star appeared to them to guide them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house where the child and his mother were, and they fell down and worshiped him. They opened their treasure chest and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When it was time to leave, they went another way because God warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. The wise men were gone. The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up, flee to Egypt with the child and his mother." The angel said, "Stay there until I tell you to return, because Herod will try and kill the child." That very night, Joseph left for Egypt with the child and Mary, his mother, and they stayed there until Herod's death. This fulfilled what the Lord had spoken through the prophet: "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Herod was furious. When he learned the wise men had outwitted him, he sent soldiers to kill the baby boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and younger. Because the wise men had told him that the star first appeared to them about 2 years before. So later, when Herod died, God's angel appeared in a dream to Joseph. "Get up, take the child and his mother and return to Israel. All those who wish to murder the child are dead." So Joseph obeyed. He arose and took the child and his mother and re-entered Israel. When he heard, though, that Herod's son had taken over as king in Judea, he was afraid to go there. But then Joseph was directed in a dream to go to the hills of Galilee. On arriving, he settled in a village of Nazareth, fulfilling the words of the prophets: "He shall be called a Nazarene." For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And this is the story of Christmas. Woo! Hallelujah! It deserves great praise in this house. It deserves great praise in this house. He is Emmanuel, God with us. I've wondered so many times, why would you be born in a manger? Why in a lonely stable? Why in such a dirty, smelly, filthy place? Why not the Grand Hotel? Why not allow there to be room in the inn? But I have a feeling the answer was more prophetic than we even realize. The reason that he was born in a manger, the reason that he was born in such a smelly, dirty, unkempt, unkind place is because every time he is born in the heart of a believer, in the heart of a sinner, in the heart of you and I, it looks just like the conditions of his first birth. It's a broken place. It's an unkempt place. It's a messy place. You may be able to look around the rooms of your heart this morning and say, yeah, I need to clean that up, and that doesn't smell good over there, and that's a mess in this part of my life. And you have thoughts of, if I can get all of this cleaned up, if I can get all of this tidied up, if I can get the right broom, if I can get the right help, then I'll get all of this situated, and then I will accept God's grace in my life. But I've come to tell you at the close of this Christmas service that he's comfortable in messes. He's comfortable in broken places. He's comfortable in unkempt places. He's comfortable right where you are. And he wants to be born in your heart today. What an incredible Christmas service. Have you enjoyed this today? Been fantastic. Wow. Our kids and puppets and worship team, musicians. Wow, what an incredible day. But there's more to this story than just you and I leaving with goosebumps of Christmas cheer. No, Jesus wants to be born again this Christmas Sunday in someone's heart. If you'd bow your heads and close your eyes across this room today, this is a personal moment. It's an individual moment. You may have your family close to you, but this decision today is yours, the decision to want Jesus to be born again in your heart, for Christmas to happen all over again in your life. I'm just a crude stable. I've got mess and smells and problems and issues and addictions and circumstances. I've got all of that in my stable. But he says, it's all right. Just give me a little part, a little place. Let me just be born in your life, and I will help you get it all together. Your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed. If you're in this room today and you would say, Pastor Darrell, I need to make that decision today. I need to make that choice. I want Christmas to happen in me fresh and new and now. Would you just slip your hand up across this room? Thank you. I see that hand. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else that would say, I want to pray that today. I want Christmas to be born in me. We're going to pray together, all of us in the room today, whether your hand was raised or not. I would love for everyone to join us today. You can borrow my words, or you can use your own to just worship the Lord today. But Just pray something like this. Say, Jesus, thank you for being born on that day. And thank you for being born again on this day. Thank you for being born in that manger. Thank you for being born in my heart. Jesus, I want you to live in me. I want you to have complete control of my life. I want you to forgive me and cleanse me and wash me and make everything in my life right. I can't do it on my own. I need you. And I thank you for helping me. I thank you for forgiving me. I thank you for setting me free today. I thank you for healing my life. In Jesus' name, amen.